Blog Talk Radio. We'll be using the different categories, and as I flip the page here on a to-do list prior to the date you broadcast, I'll just sit here, share with you, and then let you know whether if I've got everything finished or not. I needed to finish the jingles and upload them to Blog Talk Radio. Well, I got two more to work on, so they'll come in handy at a later date. And I was to clean the studio and get the show set up, which basically I did. We got the camera taping the show right now, and the computer, microphone, and the phone system all coming in handy. So, but anyway, on the 7th I had, this was on the 6th of January. But now, when I go down to cleaning duties on the 7th of January, of this year so far, I have a dirty kitchen, front room, bath, bedroom and office, and spare bedroom, dust and convert to a game room. That has not happened yet. But be on the lookout for the other room we used as a studio room for the YouTube show that I'm thinking about setting up and getting off the ground. But we're going to get started with tonight's show. And we're going to talk about the new year in broadcasting with Jory. Yes, this year there's a lot of new things that I'd like to try. And I want to try new shows, have possible guests, and have new jingles and audio as well. Now, on a paid account, you have more control and more options for better jingles. You're only allowed to upload 3 on an unpaid account. So that's perfect for right now. And like I said, possible guests. Like I've got a personal friend of mine that's experienced a lot of BS in her life, and she would not be too shy about sharing it with some of us. But we'll possibly have her on. Her name is Renee. And another guest, Harley and Michelle Allsbury. They might be a possible guest on the show to talk about different topics that may come to mind when their time is called upon to come and be a guest on the show. So keep you all in the know about that. New jingles and new audio, like I said. On a paid account, you get way more storage. On an unpaid account, you're allowed only 3. And the big one that I have on the list is my RC airplane hobby. Absolutely. I splurged this year and I bought me an electric ducted fan jet. Pretty cool plane. I haven't got it yet, but I picked pretty carefully of what I wanted to buy. So I was able to buy that, and it's on its way. And I want to talk about new shows here on American Psychosis Radio with me, your host, Jory Rowe, when we take a silent break and when we come back. American Psychosis Radio. Welcome back to American Psychosis Radio with your host, Jory Rowe. And now we're going to keep just talking about what we were talking about for the last 10 minutes here on the show. And I want to talk about some new shows here on APR. And the first show that's going to come on a month will be entitled, That's What I Thought. And that show's basically giving you examples of how different people think differently and alike. And what's good about it is it'll be giving you examples of different scenarios that people often find themselves into. It'll go by a 3-thought triangle process, which is your side, my side, and the truth, when we talk about things that make us say, that's what I thought. The second Saturday night of the month will be open topic. And it's any good to talk about anything rather than a topic pulled out of the sky and talked about on the show. On Open Topic with Jory Rowe. And on the third Saturday night of the month, there will be a show called In Memory Of, a show about a biography of someone who is deceased. And on the fourth Saturday night will be a show about bizarre and strange occurrences with me, Jory Rowe. So that's four shows that's what we're going to try to aim for, which will help us with our topic matters and stuff alike. So, you know, I mean, so we're just not talking about one, the mentally ill. I mean, yes, in 2015, that's what the show was mainly about, but we're taking a different approach this year and trying some new things. That's what I thought will be the first show of the month, and then the second show of the month will be Open Topic, and the third show will be In Memory Of, and the fourth show will be How Strange. All will be scheduled here on APR 2016. Now, moving right along with what we're talking about, we need listeners' help for topic ideas on these four shows. One half-an-hour episode of each show will run once per month. And it says in my little footnotes here on the page to explain this, and I think I already have, just before I rattled that off. I just got through with explaining the four shows. We are still doing audio tweaks for better sound. Tonight, the microphone and the headset are plugged into the same jack using a Y connector, so I have yet to see how that turns out. And I want to talk about, a little bit briefly, that is, to talk about a future YouTube show entitled, Hey, the Jory Rowe Show on YouTube, and talk about the future possibility of a contest for the show. I'm going to get a writing utensil and some ready to write with here, and I'm going to jot some of these ideas that may have come to mind before I forget them. Now, should I do show artwork? Yeah, I should do show artwork instead of the picture of me that everybody sees speaking into a microphone. I think if I got a little more creative with that. I don't know, who knows? We'll be back right after this silent break with your host, Jory Rowe. Now, tonight we're talking about basically what we're going to be doing for the year of 2016 here on American Psychosis Radio. And what I want to talk about, talking about a future possibility of a contest for the show and where we would have a prize winner. But in all reality, we've gotten very few phone calls. And, in fact, I don't remember our show in 2015 if we had very many phone callers out there. So, and they say, Blog Talk Radio has sent to me in an email that when you're on an unpaid account, it's pretty hard to get anybody that's really listening to your show. Does not mean that people don't listen to your show. It just means that there's not that much, because on an unpaid account, five concurrent listeners can listen at once. Now, with a paid account, that could go up to 50. But I don't have the listener base right now for a full-time show on a paid account. I just don't have the money or the listener base yet. And I believe that it's something that's going to have to be earned rather than people seeing me, hearing me, and judging me. Well, you know, comes with a little bit of pros and cons. I mean, people can reject you. People can, you know, not even listen to you. You know, in fact, you know, not to say that people wouldn't listen, but I get more archive listens than I do live listens. Embarrassingly sad enough, in the last 30 days, I bet only 4 or 5 people listen to something that I've got out there. And I've been on the air for over 2 years now, doing shows on and off. That's another thing, like last night's perfect example of this. I ended up canceling the show last night and moving it to tonight because the show had some bugs in it that I needed to work out that I found right just like before broadcast. And I'm like, wow, I can't do this, you know. And then a friend called me and wanted me to go socialize, so I did that. So I'm like, well, I can cancel my show at least one time, but I'm going to try to maintain a punctual broadcasting schedule. PBS, not what you're thinking, but, well, I just somehow forgot all about that. Well, it happens. The occasional brain fart. Nobody knows where it comes from. It comes right out of the blue, I guess. Well, the blue where? The sky? Who knows? Or the blue ocean? Who knows? But that's what happens with people when you have schizophrenia like I have. You know, what I'm trying to say is that thinking demands too much. Thinking demands too much strength. That's what I'm trying to say. When you aren't cut out to be a normal person and you're unusual like me, you can do some things those normal people can't do. But, you know, thinking is one of them that takes a lot of strength, tiring strength. No wonder why I couldn't handle homework in school. It just wasn't for me, and I wasn't ever the school type. But talking about contests for the show, I'd like to make them kind of nifty, like a writing contest, and have a prize to give away to the one with the best contest. And it can be about any of this show's theme or idea that you want to, you know, any ideas you want to throw down, I'm welcome for them. So if there's any ideas anybody wants to throw down, just let me know about contests, types of prizes to add. I don't even know. I got to first find out a lot of stuff about that. So I'm just going to check that one off. That we won't worry about contests for the show until I get all the parameters checked out for it. So, yeah. That's basically what I'm talking about now. Okay, well, we got 10 minutes left on the air, and I'm going to the white book, or the blue and white book, and I just want to discuss some of the ideas for the new APR. And one of each show will air once per month, and I got it all written down here. That's what I thought. I mentioned that one open topic, and in memory of and how strange for the shows that will be used, show titles that will be used to commensurate with the topics. So we're going to take another silent break, and when we come back, we'll get everything all wrapped up for the first half hour of APR, hosted by Jory Rowe of 2016. This is the new APR with host Jory Rowe. Glad you're back with us and you're listening to me and leaving everyone else alone, I presume. And we were talking about the gear in broadcasting. Now, if I go to my episodes page, here into this program, it'll show me the different episodes that I have came up with and that we have talked about on the show, rather. So I'm not going to mess with that right now because I think that I might get bumped off the air and have a problem with tracking down what time I've got left, which isn't much for this first show. It's about 6 minutes and 38 seconds. But next Saturday's show, I want to discuss with you a little bit about that. And it is about, can intelligence, pieces of intellectual data, be transferred through genetics? Can it be hereditary? Can intelligence alone be hereditary? I should have named the show, but I didn't. But we're going to talk about the different facts and findings of the topic, which means, is data transferable through genes, through genetics? Give you an example of this, okay? And this might sound a little weird or whatever you want to call it, but when I was a kid, I'd see a cemetery. Okay, this is an example. I'd see a cemetery with all the blocks standing in neat rows, and I'm like, I don't know what those are. You know, and my brother, he's like, he didn't know what they were either. And nobody, I kid you not, nobody ever told me what a cemetery was and what it was used for. Okay, they would just sit there and, you know, they wouldn't say anything about, oh, that's where we bury the dead. Nobody told me anything about it. But you know what? My brother asked me one time, and I had to be about 3 years old. He says, Jory, what are all those out there? And I said, well, those are the blocks for people's graves when they're buried there. And when I found out later in life that I was right, I'm like, nobody ever taught me that, unless it was a subliminal learning experience. Yeah. It could have been that, and me not having remembered that. But that's what will be brought up in the next show. And the question is, the whole question is, did that intelligence of somebody knowing it was a graveyard that I saw, could that piece of information be transmitted through the genes of which blueprinted my body and made me? Think about it. That's what will be discussed in the next show coming up on the 16th of January here on American Psychosis Radio. The show will be That's What I Thought, the study about genes, data transfer, and genetics, with me, your host, Jory Rowe. Now we're winding down here on that. We have 30 minutes left. 3 minutes, 30 seconds. And we are winding down on time. And just wanted to let you know that I am here every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central. Check your Blog Talk Radio listings for other shows and the possibility of contests. Well, no, I took that off the table. That's right. I'm reading my form here wrong. But I'll let you know anything new happens here on APR. And we are winding down on time for now. I hope you find this show informative on what to expect on the upcoming year here on American Psychosis Radio. I'm your host, Jory Rowe, and I will see you next time here on American Psychosis Radio.